USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the first time this week, there seems to have been some progress made on a deal for a new COVID-19-related stimulus package. After GOP and administration members met with Democratic leaders for 3 hours on Saturday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters,
"We're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that a deal is imminent, because it is not."
And Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer agreed,
"Progress, but a ways to go."
They plan to meet again today. There is some new urgency as emergency enhanced unemployment benefits and a moratorium on evictions ended on Friday. Now Tropical Storm Isaias is slowly approaching southeastern Florida, but not expected to make landfall there. It's expected to later today veer northward and head up the eastern seaboard, where it could threaten the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic, and northeast in the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The search for missing military service members continuing in the waters off the coast of Southern California, but it came up empty on Saturday. At least one Marine's confirmed dead. 8 other military members still missing after an amphibious assault vehicle went down in the water on Thursday during a training exercise. Actor Wilford Brimley is dead. He had a prolific acting career, but is best known as the star of the 1985 hit Cocoon, and a year earlier as manager of the hapless New York Knights in The Natural with Robert Redford.
You know, my mother told me I ought to be a farmer. My dad wanted me to be a baseball player. You're better than anyone I ever had. And you're the best hitter I ever saw. Shoot up.
He was also the face of Quaker Oats for years and a spokesperson for diabetes education. He rose to fame with a recurring role on The Waltons and was later on many other TV shows. Wilford Brimley was 85. The Republican National Convention in Charlotte will be closed to the media. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The first two American astronauts launched into space on board a private spaceship, now on their way back to Earth. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Doug Hurley are expected to splash down off the Gulf Coast of Florida at about 7:30 Eastern time this evening if the weather's okay. But the weather could turn bad because of the hurricane off the coast, so the two would have to remain in orbit for at least 24 to 48 additional hours before another landing attempt would be made. Almost everyone who cooks uses them sometimes, so you need to know about an onion recall. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The FDA is blaming red onions from a company in California for an outbreak of salmonella that sickened nearly 400 people. The agency said the infections in 31 states have been traced to Thompson International in Bakersfield, California. The company is recalling all of their onions, red, white, yellow, and sweet. The FDA said that if consumers, retailers, or restaurants are unable to tell if their onions are from Thompson International, they should throw the produce out. Of the 369 reported illnesses, 59 people were hospitalized. There have been no deaths so far linked to the outbreak. California had the most cases at 49, followed by Montana at 33 and Michigan at 23.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com on the interwebs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.